Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor.
Thanks, Fred. This is Sean, and I'm pleased to present the podcast version of the most recent live performance of The Spotlight with Sean Taylor. On May 29th, the spotlight shines on the news. First, former news anchorman Bob Wiltfong talks about being the man behind the desk. Later, Katie Lazarus talks about her experience as a Fox News correspondent.
Who more epitomizes the news than an anchorman? No one.
Oh, that was a trick question. It was a rhetorical question.
You were going to come up with one,
like,
right?
I was like, Jesus, Santa Claus, I was like Lindsay Lohan, maybe.
So you went through your standard three.
Yeah, that's none of those three. So I guess the answer is no one.
Please welcome, he's a former anchor in, I think, three different cities.
Wow.
So please welcome Bob Wiltfong.
Hey, all right.
Hey,
thank you. Please, sit down. Sit down. All right, hey, Bob, what's going on? Autographs, forget about it. Sit down.
Calm down, everyone. Calm down. He's no Lindsay Lohan.
Can you see me up there? Balcony. Water.
You gotta talk loud so they can hear you in the back.
Yeah.
These mics.
Hey. Woo! All right. Love you guys.
I think we'll be able to. I don't know. I might have to ask the booth man. Hey, booth man. Sean Amaro, booth man. Are we able to get that, some of that applause? You know, were you able to tone that down so we can hear the introduction? Were we able
I turned off the audience mics because it was a little bit interfering.
Then now everyone's gonna think there was no one here.
Well, then now I want to say, you know, if they want to see who is to blame, do we have the booth man? Do we have a booth man cam?
Who's the guy behind this travesty?
We can a little bit. Do you want to play a script or do you want to see me?
I want to do both, but given our current technical situation, I guess we'll play a clip, because...
Are we doing the show right now? Is that what's going on? Is the show happening?
Yeah, the show.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I didn't know what was going on there.
Kind of repartee.
Yeah, we have three cameras here, but we also have...
And thousands of people. Sit down!
Keep your shirts on.
I'm sorry.
And then a camera on the guy in the booth. And he's our booth man.
Really?
Yeah.
See, did that ever so well?
Well, he's not showing himself on the camera now.
Yeah, I gotta put my pants back on.
Okay, good.
Actually, you can just highlight
it. That's what I would do as a former TV news guy. Because that's what I did completely. Whenever I was reading the news, down below.
That's one of my questions, because they always show you from the head. You know,
Rub myself raw on a continuous basis, Sean.
Wow.
Well, let's see Bob Wiltfong rubbing himself raw and delivering the news in this clip.
Nice segue.
That's a talent I like to
use. News 3. This is Wichita News Break.
Hello, I'm Bob Wiltfong, KSN News 3. Thanks for joining us. A woman charged with shaking her adopted 3-year-old daughter to death is free on bond tonight.
At the end of this wooden fence and right next door to Tiller's Clinic in that house, and this is the cabin of the Boeing business jet.
But tonight here in Washington, it goes to Cessna.
Attention fairgoers.
You need one of these certificates from the State Board of Education in order to teach in Kansas.
I'm in the KFDI cash cow machine.
Wichita Mayor Bob Knight called this plan a disgrace. You take small student-teacher ratio plus high test scores for students. Sergeant Kenneth Snyder is dead.
This tall wooden fence and these signs are what most of us see when we drive by Dr. George Tiller's abortion clinic.
Hello, I'm Bob Butler. Clear and convincing evidence. Your recyclables may not always get recycled.
Here's what Donaldson says happened to the plane.
That place has been rocking at points tonight.
Too cool.
And I'm joined by Congresswoman Carolyn McCarthy.
And those areas will be sprayed after 7:30. Leopold's wife and their 5-year-old child were overcome by those fumes.
Whoa! Hey, Bob Allen! Bob Allen? Get that guy out of here!
Wait a minute. Okay, this has to be discussed immediately.
Do you see that? Now, to my right is Bob Wiltfong.
How do we know, though?
Bob Butler and Bob Allen and Mashapik.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's Matt. I was like, Matt Shafik? What the hell is that? What is that reference?
The one name,
Matt Shafik.
Don't cry, Matt. Okay. Don't cry. When people say that, Matt Shafik, what the hell is that? Usually.
You know, we're all going to have to go to the bathroom very quickly because we're all sipping this water.
Well, so what is the reason for... Because I noticed it, when it began, when the clip began, it was Wichita, right. And you were Bob Wilfong.
Right.
Then you were given Long Island updates.
Right.
Flood updates as Bob Butler.
Right. None of your damn business, Sean. That is my answer to that.
Tough
next
interview
question.
Answer.
I
next
to the bottom of everything. So.
No, Sean, you've asked, so I must answer.
Okay.
Because it is a talk show, right? Yeah. Whoa!
Jeez.
Quiet down up there in the balcony. Jesus, those people. You know, they get crazy.
Do you know
it's
what
me in the flesh, okay?
If it would have been a gunshot, both me and Matt Shafik would have both jumped in front.
Really?
We dive, our heads would hit each other, we collapse, and the bullet whistle hit you.
Wow. Sweet.
We wouldn't be conscious for it.
That would be nice. I'd like to see that. We could do some computer animation. I'd love to see that. Okay, here's why I changed my name. I changed my name a couple different times in the business. Bob Allen and Bob Butler were two aliases. I used Bob Allen at my first full-time job in Lake Charles, Louisiana, otherwise known as Hell, Hell on Earth, because, in large part, because it's my first job out of college, my news director there, no joke, thought that Wilfong might be a little disconcerting for the Cajun population in Lake Charles, Louisiana, thought they might be confused by it. So he said, what's your middle name? I said, Allen? He goes, how about Bob Allen? I said, sure, sign me up. I was Bob Allen for 2 years in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Then went to Wichita, Kansas, decided to play it real. Back to my roots, because I had gone to school in Kansas. These were my peeps, had relatives in Kansas, played it real, Bob Wilfong. Then I get a job in Long Island, New York, Market One technically, sort of, kind of. And at that point, I figure I'm right on the doorstep of hitting it big.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to make it to network, next stop after this. So no time to mess around. I got to play it big time, and big time news name I liked was Bob Butler. It sounded more networking.
You chose it.
Oh yeah, yeah. That was my choice. And Butler's a family name. It my grandmother's maiden name.
Oh okay.
So it was kind of a shout out to my grandma.
So three cities, three names.
Yes, exactly. I did report in Topeka, Kansas as well. For all your Topeka, Kansas viewers out there, and I know, get the sign down the balcony. So Topeka
couple.
Folks up there.
Yeah, they are.
I reported in Topeka.
Topeka 316.
Yeah, fuck. Jesus. Get the wig off, you crazy kook.
Now that story is interesting,
the
but
wig.
It's not as interesting as the fact that maybe you were running for the law in three different states.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And you kept changing your name.
I know. I'll hide in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Well, your name is different.
Matt, you know with your last name, you're saddled with a name that you constantly have to spell. People think you've hurt yourself when you pronounce your last name. That Wilfong is one of those names, right? So Allen and Butler was a blessing in some ways.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe you want to, you know, they're open now. You can throw them out there
Matt
for yourself.
Butler. Matt
how
Butler.
Old were you? How old were you when you first became?
Sean, Matt and I were finishing a conversation. I'm sorry.
No,
I realize we got to do a talk show. Okay, let's go. What's your next question?
Well, I was wondering, how young were you when you knew you wanted to be an anchor? Because like Charles, I guess. And by the way, you still look. In your early
20s. Oh, really?
I don't know how you've had three careers or four careers.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a lot of lotion, a lot of skincare. I'm sidetracked now because now I feel like there's a connection being made between you and I. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. And homosexuality is okay.
Yeah.
I just want you guys to know. Your question, how young was I? I can't put my finger on a date or an age.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that growing up in Omaha, Nebraska, where I'm from, get down up there in the balcony, so Omaha folks, that grew up watching news in Omaha and liking, you know, thought that was a cool job. And when I was a senior in high school, I had to go through every senior in high school decision of like, where are you going to go to school, what are you going to major in? So I wanted to perform in front of a camera, but I figured I'm in Omaha, Nebraska, I can't do that as a living. Acting and comedy isn't a job, it's a hobby, at least from my perspective at that time in my life. So I said, you know what, TV news might be good. This is ridiculous.
Wow.
Okay, he's got a phone call going on in the middle of the call. I'm telling a great story.
No, well, let's go back to what was going on with...
Okay.
It's my little sister, though, but you know what, I'm not going to take it, though.
He's not going to take
good.
The call.
Wow.
Because
thank
last
you.
Time I took a call in the middle of the show from her,
yeah.
Her cat died.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is sad, and also sad that you are taking calls during shows.
Yeah, yeah.
Both sad facts.
Amen. Amen.
Did you recognize the phone ring?
It is the Jay-Z song.
Close. Not close.
Is it R. Kelly?
Hip hop. It's 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
Candy Shop.
Okay. I would know it if I heard it. I'm of an age now where like modern hip music, I'm totally oblivious to.
Nice.
But I'll trust you that it's a cool song.
That's not bad. I like that part of it. They used to play it in the middle of the Mets game.
Oh, then I should know them.
It was the one when they would hide the hat. They hide the apple underneath the hat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then switch it around.
Oh, really?
Okay. But the lyrics are very, very dirty. I pulled a part of the song that didn't have any lyrics.
Oh, okay.
Is candy shop some sort of euphemism for a female body part?
I think so.
Yeah. I may have heard the song, but I never listened to all the lyrics. But just in saying it's a dirty song, it's mm-hmm. called Candy Shop.
Yeah.
And it's by 50 Cent.
Yeah. Can we curse on the show?
Sure.
Okay. It's probably a euphemism for pussy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Vagina.
Yeah. What other female body part? Yeah. Boobs.
Twat. Cunt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't do the news anymore, though.
No, I don't do the news. I got the end of the story was for me caught masturbating by my newsroom. No. I just got sick of it. It's one of those jobs that when you see it, it looks glamorous, it looks cool, at least from some people's eyes, but the reality of the situation, it's a job, at least from my perspective, it sucks, because every day, general assignment reporting in local news, every day at 5 you had to have a story on air. So it's like you had deadline pressure every day when you showed up. It was like, by God, you're going to have a story on air whether you like it or not at 5 o'clock. And you're the person who knocks on the person's door to ask them how they feel after loved ones died. You're out in the storm when you're telling people to stay home. It just sucks. And the hours, like if you get to a good position in your career, maybe you're working nights or early mornings. Personally, that's just a sucky lifestyle. You wake up at 2 in the morning, you're on air at 5 in the morning, trying to look happy and chipper when you just want to go back to sleep. And nighttime, you know, if you're going to have kids and stuff, they go to bed without mommy and daddy around. So it sucked.
Wow.
So to that end, I got involved in improv comedy, started doing comedy on the side, and that led me to more and more thinking I should actually pursue this instead of putting it on the back burner. And in 2002, I quit TV News to pursue comedy and acting full-time, and have failed successfully since.
Well, I did think that there might have been some sort of overlap of the two, because in the tape you gave me, it is a story you did, and I think it was kind of funny. I mean, maybe you'll remember it when we show it, but let's show that next clip of Bob Wilfong, just a regular old news report you might find in the 5 o'clock news.
Are we gonna...
Does it pop up here? Where's it go?
32 degrees Fahrenheit, and your freezer should be between 0 and 5 degrees. And when you head to the shower, you can save money and electricity by using an energy-efficient shower head. A good one will run you about $5 to $10.
One recent study found that an energy-efficient shower will save you about 25 cents a day in water and about 50 cents a day in electricity.
So, to review our Getting Down to Earth tips of the day, we want...
That's where the clip ended.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
the reason why I only included that button.
Oh,
that is hilarious.
Oh, thanks.
There were no angry phone calls about...
Well, here's the story behind the story.
Okay.
This is kind of interesting. This is a story I did that actually hit air on Long Island, New York. I should have really gotten fired for doing this because I was assigned the environment beat and I hated the environment, okay? But I had to do it. And so as part of Earth Day one year, my news director is like this big Earth environmental guy. Said, why don't you give some everyday tips for home viewers to save the environment? I was like, fuck you, okay. So anyway, every day I put together these stories and I was like, I've got this tip about the shower head to conserve water. And I was like, you know what would be funny? Every time I see one of these news stories where they have somebody in the shower, they never reveal them full body. So I'm like, let's show me full body. And digitize my crotch. Okay, when we do it so it'll be safe for kids to watch.
be on the side of the camera.
As somebody who wasn't really me. it was a dream come true. No, I mean, it's cool being recognized. I guess that's a little, it's more interesting than not going through your life and not having someone coming up to you and say, hey, I know you from such and such. But yeah, I guess that's kind of cool. But you know, I've been doing this since I've been out of college. So in one way or another, I've been performing in front of audiences, in front of TV cameras or whatever. So I guess I'm not, that thrill of getting recognized is still cool, don't get me wrong, but it doesn't like, oh my, you know, I got recognized. You know, it's like, okay, I got recognized, that's cool.
So, well, I'm really glad that you came on the show. When can people see Talk Show with Bob Wilfong?
That's a good question, Sean. I really don't know. I don't know. We're doing our last show this Thursday. Then we're going to put it down for a while. I'm moving to L.A.
What?
Yeah, I'm moving to L.A.
Like,
yeah.
What name are you going to use?
That's a good question,
LA
Sean.
Name?
I don't know. Bob Hilton.
Probably. Hilton.
Or Bob Spears, I think.
Lohan.
Or Lohan. Lohan would be good, too. But we're putting it down. We're going to pitch it to industry and hopefully get it on some TV channel to actually people that have money to actually pay us to do it for wide distribution. So that's the ultimate goal, is that the next time you see the Talk Show with Bob Wilfong, it'll be on the TV screen near you. For now, there's a sample of it that will be on Juiced.com if and when that launches. Not if, but when it launches on the internet. Check out Juiced.com. Go to Westside Eclectic, one of the channels. Matt is tuning out on me.
No, I'm picturing in my head, okay. I'm mentally making notes.
He's clicking, right. He's putting the mouth down and clicking.
There is a sample of the talk show on there. It's not the best sample, but it's the best we could do at the time.
Well, I think it's a great show. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've been in a part
You've been
of
on.
It.
Yeah. You got one of the biggest laughs in the history of our talk show, this man right here.
I don't know.
He did. He killed.
I was a clueless guy.
Yeah.
How'd you pull it up?
Yeah. That's hard.
Well, I hope you'll stick around though, because we have another person who was on TV for a news-related reason. So after that interview, we're gonna have like a panel discussion where you two experts will handle any questions.
It's a pain in the ass for me to stick around, but I will stick around.
Oh, nice.
Huge pain in the ass. Huge sacrifice.
Give it up for Bob, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
This is a real trooper right here.
But I will stick around for you, Sean. I will. Yeah. Because I like you.
All right, well, keep that applause going for our next guest, a Fox News correspondent, Katie Lazarus.
Hey, Katie. Katie.
Is this her? Should I go in front?
Yeah, why not?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Katie. Let's do the kissy kiss.
Not the air kiss?
Not the air kiss.
An actual kiss. That seems more genuine than most.
When I get to L.A., we'll do air kiss.
So we can I'm going to be there also.
Katie Lazarus.
Yes, sir.
You didn't want to be called a Fox News correspondent?
Only for legal reasons, because I'm not a correspondent. But
there's different words have different meanings?
Oh, yeah, I think guest would be a good... Yeah, different words have different meanings.
Revelation!
That's something all the kids can learn from this show. Different words have different meanings.
Kids, I was wrong. Not all words are synonyms for each other. My bad.
So yeah, a lawyer is different than a dentist, and a guest is different than a correspondent.
Yeah.
So you're not my correspondent now. You're my guest?
Right now I would be, despite the big bucks, I am a guest.
Yeah.
It's an odd situation where we got paid to be here, but usually this still fall under guest.
What?
Uh-oh. Not everyone got paid. Uh-oh.
You didn't get us that great?
Sorry,
Bob. The check was to Bob Butler. It was sent to Bob Butler.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Okay. Understandable.
So I guess the Fox clip that we're going to show, the Fox News clip we're going to show, is you, but it was on YouTube. So I didn't know how to get it on.
That's enough. I think if you can even do without the audio, it's probably even better.
We can manage if there's one. Technical difficulties are definitely something we're pretty good at.
That time that I was on, I've been on multiple times, but that time I had no audio in my ear. So in addition to being on a show where you're like the token liberal, I couldn't hear anything that was going on. So I just kept like laughing try to just be like, you know what, I'll just be cute and bubbly.
Well, what I do,
that's what Lindsay Lohan did with the police. It didn't work. It doesn't always work. But
right.
It's tricky.
I have I put a still image of you, and then we have some audio of you pretty much saying the same thing about being a token liberal. You want to see it?
Sure.
All right, let's play that clip.
I should
Katie Lazarus on Fox News.
Do you think that when you rob a bank or you commit a crime, if you give some of your proceeds to the homeless, do you think that should matter?
I love that you go to, like, the token liberal. I love it. Totally fair.
I didn't know you were a liberal.
I'm left of left. I'm, like, completely in the woods.
That would make you right, then.
Tie-dye.
If that you're left of left. Answer the question. You've
Answer
got 20
question.
Seconds.
I think it's okay that they gave it to homeless people. I think you're supposed to give homeless people a sandwich.
Well, that was animated, though, by the way. I mean, that was just a still image of it. But that was on TV. It was this, a television show on Fox News called Red Eye.
Yes. Yeah.
Are you a frequent guest of that show?
I've been a frequent guest of that show. I'm a little worried that once I did reveal that I was a liberal, I stopped being as frequent.
Oh, really? Interesting.
And one other correspondent had that. Of course, excuse me. Now, see, you've set
correspondent
you've inspired
guest.
Me. Another guest was also not again. She didn't come back onto the show after dissing Fox. They don't have a big sense of humor.
I think is that a. I don't know if that's the, I don't want to use the word gimmick because I know different words have different meanings.
Right.
Now you do.
Now I do. But the gimmick seems to be you get funny people that also have some credentials.
Right.
On the show, and then therefore you talk about the news but make people laugh. But then where, you know, it kind of blurs the line though, doesn't it? As far as what the real news is.
I think it's always hard, like I write for a lot of magazines and newspapers, and I think it's like, definitely like this line between being actually funny and like the idea of being funny, because they'll just like edit out all the jokes, and I think that would be true on the news. I mean, like when you were in your birthday suit, they didn't want you to be in that particular suit, even though that's a more fun day. It's your birthday.
Right, yeah, definitely. Definitely more fun day. Okay. Just to let the record show, I was actually in a jock strap. That's not
I think that's
not
all, actually more, too much information. I would have rather just total frontal nudity. But
well, I was with a photographer. It would have been very uncomfortable for you.
Well,
jock straps would have added
speaking of
homoerotic element.
Totally nude, or there's another show. You wouldn't think you could get off this show without showing you in a bathtub, right?
That's true. And that bathtub actually is in a Deepak Chopra.
Is a what?
Spa. It's a Deepak Chopra spa. Where that clip is from. The next clip.
The next clip. This is a show that a lot of people do get news from. And it's called The Daily Show.
Someone else has been
what?
On that show.
Yeah.
Matt.
That's right. I think you're familiar with the
I am,
Daily
a little
show.
Bit. Yeah.
And I so, am. I mean, it is a place that a lot of people get the news. And once again, it blurs comedy with news, but it's very informative, and I think that this now is a segment called This Week in God, right?
Yes, it's a very religious segment.
Okay, do you want to see it?
I'm all eyes.
All right, let's see. That
was like a bad dad joke.
Well, that's all for This Week in God. Be sure to tune in next week when I take a refreshing summer dip in a Jewish mikvah.
Shalom, ladies. You ladies looking at my scar? Took 2 moils to do that.
John?
Thank you very much, Rob. We'll be right back.
Woo! Starting to schwitz, huh? Hey, who wants the loofah of daddy's tookus? The cleansing bath, huh? I don't feel any cleaner. You know what I mean?
Why?
I'm feeling a little dirty.
I know, you're right there.
God.
That was like a mythical experience.
Our editor had some fun with that one, zooming in on that.
I had a really Catholic boyfriend at the time when that was filmed, and I mean his mom would go to church every day, and she had black like on her forehead just in case, like literally daily she kept it on, not just
wow.
For special holidays, and I remember him asking, like, is it okay if she watches? And I was like, of course, it's totally comedy. We're not dating anymore.
Wow.
Because of that?
Wow.
No.
So you both were now on TV, naked.
That's true.
Yeah.
Naked.
That actually should be the theme of your show, probably. It's like nude news people.
Now, were you really...
No, not entirely.
Okay, good.
Well, what
having worked at the Daily Show, there was no reason for you to be naked.
I was not... I would say that my top was down pretty far as
yeah, goes. Yeah. But they shouldn't have to make you naked for that shot.
For that price, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a European flavor, I feel
okay,
like.
Good.
Wait, so if you weren't naked, what were you wearing?
A snowsuit.
No, you were not wearing a sweatsuit. I know that.
I was trying to see if you could play the character you did on Bob's show.
Clueless guy?
Yeah. But it's a stretch. You have to get into that character. You have to zone in.
May I ask Rob Corddry, a co-worker of mine on the day of the show, was he... did he wear a flesh-colored Speedo?
He wore a flesh-colored Speedo.
Which made the rounds at the Daily Show. That's gross but true. Each correspondent, when I was working there, including myself, wore the flesh-colored Speedo.
Wow.
Yeah, we had one that was passed around.
Yeah, it was passed around.
Now, were they for new segments, or were you just
whenever they did new jokes at the Daily Show, was on a somewhat regular basis, the correspondent had to wear the flesh-colored Speedo.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of serves in the... Now see, that's the Daily Show.
I feel like if I wore it, were I on the Daily Show,
yeah.
it wouldn't work for me. It'd be like I'm wearing a peach colored
Speedo. Yeah, that's true.
And my
that's why the Daily Show doesn't hire any people of color.
Yeah, no, there you go.
There you go. It's because of the flesh colored Speedo.
They have one, right?
I you know, since I got off the show, don't watch it anymore.
Probably don't watch it.
Was it a bad end?
Yeah, it was a bad end.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so unusual for them.
Yeah, I know. Shocking.
To get back, did you make it?
Yes.
Yeah, did you ask? Did you say like, hey, you know, I don't, you know, I could
what?
I could drop it.
Keep going.
Okay, I'll do it too. Jeez, this is where it's going, I guess.
Gotta keep up with the Joneses.
God.
Oh, that's all right.
Now we get to the real
action. He had his pants on in the first place.
Yeah.
The booth man, he's shown his underwear in two straight shows now.
Nice. And it probably has the most views of any shows you've done because of it.
Probably had that ex-boyfriend's mom on the show while he was naked. Okay, wait, so go on with your question about nudity.
I mean, I know some actor type people, they have no problems with that. It's like, oh, were you told to wear, and maybe this is a question for both of you, but like, were you told to wear the jockstrap, the flesh-colored jockstrap, or could you say like, no, I'd rather just, you know, keep it authentic.
Okay, you understand, Sean, in my situation, it was a friend of mine who happened to be a photographer. It was either like be completely naked in front of my friend, which to me wasn't as appealing as possibly covering my privates. So I wore a jockstrap.
I like the same person who's like, oh, there's different meanings for different words.
Right.
Ask whether you like... had to prepare to do that, or if you instinctually understood that you might not want to be seen naked.
I instinctually understood that I might not
like
want to be seen naked.
Like an implicit action.
Right, right. But were you told by the Daily Show the day of that shoot that you should be prepared to be naked?
No, there's no nudity mentioned. I think the associate producer, who I know, was just trying to get me to get as naked as possible, but for thoughtful reasons, for the acting, for the character.
The humor, the more boob, the obviously the
breath,
humor content.
The word is,
right.
Someone who has two of them.
There's a direct correlation between breast and comedy.
When I was really little, my friend was telling some dirty joke, and I remember her mom just like interrupted to be like, "It's brass, not boobs." So sorry, I really thought that.
I think we've actually covered now all the alternative things for both female genitalia
breast,
and breasts.
Pussy. Yeah. What were the other one? Oh, and then you had a finger.
Yeah, this is how I first became to know a vagina.
I think it's better than this.
Yeah, that's probably Lord knows I tried this.
Can we show this to my parents?
Yeah. But I remind everyone, this is a show on news.
Okay,
good. The theme, new. No, I. But now
we're reporting from Somalia.
You guys both now.
Math and Gil.
Have you?
No, I just was thinking our sponsor.
That's your sponsor.
Oh. I was going to say Cold Stone. I'm going to go for some of that right now.
Oh, Creamery.
Cold Stone Creamery. Mm.
Uh-huh. It's got a smoothie on the lights, though.
Yep.
Will you be giving the audience members ice cream? Cream.
Yes, every single audience member that is not behind the camera
will
get a free cone from me.
That's awesome.
That's what psychics do.
Imagine the budget for the show to pull that off. Jesus.
You're getting a cone, and you're getting a cone, and etc.
Right.
So seeing both of you guys, it does seem like you both have quite a bit of you guys.
Yeah.
But I can see you both being like the news people that I would turn to for news. Do you guys ever get that? Like, oh, you're someone who I look like I would trust.
When I'm robbing a bank, no. But in other circumstances, yeah. No, I would say that I have an expert ability at talking about anything, whether I know anything about it or not. So yeah.
That's an important trait to have when doing the news, actually. I have been told, in answer to your question directly, I've been told that people will say, oh, you have the voice for news. You sound like a broadcaster.
Whereas they say I have the soul for news.
Oh, really? See, I never had the soul. Soul was vacant.
I mean, when people want to know about potholes, they turn to me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we should combine forces.
Yes, yeah. Your voice and yeah. my soul or lack of
We'd
it.
Be unstoppable.
Devastating.
Move over Katie Couric. We'd be the next main anchor.
Can I tell you guys the gossip story?
Yes, please. We were talking about Lindsay Lohan earlier.
Mm-hmm. My friend had been sort of engaging in a biblical relationship with a boy, and she met another guy, and so that first boy called her, and he's like, I'm really sorry. He hadn't been calling her, and he was like, I'm really sorry. I just wanted to let you know that I've been seeing someone.
Oh, really? Whoa. Is that the current Katie Couric play?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you're going to get passed over, why not be number three
and
for an evening?
You want to hear a little bit more gossip?
Yeah.
Your friend should check for BD.
Yeah.
Because Katie Couric on fire downstairs.
Wow. See, Effie, I believe you because you have the look of an anchor.
That's right.
Because you are.
That's right.
And so I believe this. Yep. I believe this is definitely dangerous, I guess, because when you mix comedy. But what I do wonder that, like, have you ever said something that people just immediately, like, latch onto? Because you have a lot of power as an anchor.
Right.
And you as a guest, not a correspondent, but, like, you can say stuff and people buy it. It's like you are experts, just like you're experts right now.
It is, especially with writing, I find that to be true too, where people will like come to me for advice about health or dating things based on silly articles I've written. Mm-hmm. To find that.
But the insurance that you do your job correctly is that you could get sued, correct?
Yeah, or how much can they really get out of that? I mean,
that's true.
I don't know. Is there, do I have any ethics? Is that the question?
Yeah, basically. I mean, that's a protection against you just lying.
Right, but again, like, I do have that soul for news. So that soul enables me to think twice before I appear nude somewhere or write something that would cause pain for someone.
Right.
Have your parents seen you of your appearance
naked? my parents have seen me naked.
After that whole 9 months sublet.
Yeah, they did. They changed a lot of my diapers. Let's see.
That's pretty funny. I've never heard. Is that something common? That's funny.
Watch me.
You should tell jokes.
Yeah, seriously. You're really good at the jokes. I don't know if my parents have seen that. My father certainly hasn't because he's dead, Sean. He's dead.
Oh.
Kind of like your cousin's cat or your sister's cat.
My sister's cat.
Did your dad die while you were on the show? Or?
He died, I believe, while watching that very... I'm kidding.
That's
I don't
not
think
funny. Homeless people and dads dying, not funny.
But the only two things.
No.
You don't do comedy about.
No, exactly.
At least you're clear of that.
Exactly. But yes, I've already answered the question. I don't know why I'm still trying to...
Because you command a presence, because you both are a talk show host. Although I guess I am one of those too, but and also an anchor though, and it's like people look to you for stability.
In times of crisis, that's why people come around me during catastrophes. I've always wondered why I attract a crowd. 9/11, I could not get out of my house. People were all over me. Jesus, leave me alone. Now I understand why.
Great. Oh man, Dad's dying.
Yeah.
9/11.
Yeah.
Well, as far as I do have another question having to do with news anchor.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a hierarchy amongst news people? Because I noticed there's some people.
I'm gonna let you take a second to rephrase that question. Is there a hierarchy among news people?
Yeah, like correspondents and then weathermen, the people that are out on the beat, and then the other people that are behind the desk.
Here would be my answer. It's a difference between local hierarchy and national news hierarchy. On the local level, absolutely right. Weather people generally are probably more your high-profile, high-paired, don't want to be too technical here, high-paired people, because on a local level, the thinking is that most people go to their news when weather turns bad. news anchors in general get paid more money than reporters do. So generally, the pecking order is that as a reporter, you get experience until you get on the news desk. And that's where you start to make some real money. On a national level, there is no doubt the news anchor is the highest paid, highest profile position in that division.
Your pay is like in inverse proportion to what you actually contribute.
Exactly. That's a very good way to put it. That's a very good way to put it.
That is a good way to sum up, I think, news then, too. Because, yeah. I mean, I really appreciate you guys coming. When can people see you do stand-up, Katie?
Well, my show, Fresh Meat with Katie Lazarus, is also on hiatus because I'm moving to Los Angeles. But I am...
You're both moving to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Together, naked. Actually,
yeah, we are.
Together, naked, which will be an event in and of itself.
Yep.
What's going on in Los Angeles that I should know about? What's all the hubbub?
That thing called Hollywood.
Yeah, it's the draw. We don't want to go. They're bringing us there. Yeah.
They got the looks, though. I mean, I think that, you know, if you didn't... if you weren't already married.
Yeah.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Are you married?
I was yes anding, and then right. I got told no but. All right, one person's married. But I will be performing this Friday at PS122 in a solo Novo comedy special, but you can also just go to LazarusRising.com, which is my website.
I love that URL.
Thank you. I didn't make it myself, so I can't take credit for it, but thank you.
That's right.
So go to LazarusRising.com in order to find out when Katie is performing, and try to catch her now if you're in New York, because she's going to LA. And Bob,
right on your tail.
We'll see
right
you on Juiced.
Well, and not, then maybe not right behind. I mean, because we're naked, it's not going to be.
We are
I
going
prefer to be right on tail.
Yeah.
So anyway,
but thank you both for joining us on the spotlight here and talking about your experiences.
You go to hell. Okay,
Wichita.
Right, right. Yeah. Lake Charles.
Lake Charles is hell. That's right.
Lake Charles Manson is I like to call it.
You may see me in things as Katie Butler, but I'm still working.
Right. Yeah.
Well, let me just thank both Katie Lazarus, Bob Butler, Wilt Fong,
Alan,
yep. Matt Shafiq, and Steve Kornstein, Sean Wickens, Dave, pronounce your last name.
Blove Band.
And the booth man, Sean Amaro. Thank you guys, and thank you audience, all of you. Thank you so much.
All you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast. If you have been on TV and want to be a guest, please visit our website at thespotlightwithseantaylor.com and follow the Be Our Guest link on the left side. If you want to be in the audience at the next show, sign our mailing list, also available at the website.